I want to lift up my wife for a very encouraging message. We were coming over here and talked. Part of what our conversation was, there's no solitary Christians. Right. Might be for a very short time, but then they're probably gone. Also want to lift up Gloria. I think she walked out. Really bring to us the reasons why we have communion. It's not just, you know, like she mentioned, a lot of times we just go through the motions, but there are some very deep reasons. I mean, the deepest reason. Mm-hmm. So just, that was really cool. I'm going, my chapter is Ezra 8. I'm going to spend a little bit of time in there. Mm-hmm. Ezra 8, mainly about the people who, the names of the heads of the families and the number of people that went with Ezra. To Jerusalem from the Babylon, and also talked a little bit about splitting up the dishes of the temple and the gold and everything and how it got there in one piece. But what I really want to talk about is how did the Israelites end up in Babylon to begin with? I mean, what happened? Hmm. They had great country, they had great lives and everything.
Yeah.
The reason was sin.
Right.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
The thing that got us to the point where we were ready to come here. Mm-hmm. Throughout much of the Old Testament, the Israelites wavered in their commitment to God. Things would go well for them. Then they would forget about God. Who here is guilty of that? Oh, come on. Everybody should be raising their hand. Hey, come on now.
I'll raise two of them.
Yes. And then God would cause them to remember him through some kind of challenge, whether it be people stealing all their food, taking them captive, killing some of them. And then they would come back. You know, they would humble themselves and come back. But then they would just repeat the cycle. Repeat, 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 repeat. Like, I didn't find out how many times it happened, but it happened a lot. There's several books that talk about that. And here's a quote that I think is really prescient for all of us. We must be willing to be guided of God, not merely now and then, but as a life proposition. I mean, we need God every minute of every day. But many times we forget about God until, oh God, please save me from falling off this cliff, you know. Provide a mattress or something at the bottom as we're falling down. Probably not the best time to remember God. Committed. Disobeying God's laws. Idol worship. Pagan rituals. Asherah poles. Marrying the locals. And God was so set against marrying the locals that Numbers 25:6, then an Israelite man brought into a camp a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he left the assembly, took his spear in his hand, and followed the Israelite into the tent. He drove the spear into both of them, right through the Israelite man and into the woman's stomach. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped, but those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. God was very serious about the Israelites not sinning. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's many more sins that we won't go into. But many of these, you know, we do today. May not look the same, but they're the same in spirit.
Let's go, Todd.
And one of the things that these sins do is separate us from God. That's really what it does. It separates us from God. And I can't remember who it might have been Gloria. Doesn't matter, big sin, little sin. They all separate us from God.
That's right.
You know, my wife telling me a white lie and me murdering somebody. Same thing. There is no degree of sin. Yeah. Have any of you seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yes.
Oh, many years ago.
Yes. My favorite Chinese language movie. Uh-huh. When it first came out, I saw it three times.
Wow.
I would have seen it before, but show wasn't there yet. So I took one son each day for 3 days in a row. And I've seen it probably 30, 40 times since.
Nice.
And I loved it. It was new, exciting, all the flying and fighting and everything just was awesome. But then it got ruined for me probably about 10 years ago because I realized what it was about. As Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 1:9, what has been done will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Just like that movie. It was a love story. They had them way back in Solomon's time. They'll go on forever. But there's no sin that is new. The same sins keep recycling, keep ensnaring millions and billions of humans and end up going to not heaven. As stated above, the sins we commit today are the same today as back in times of old. We may not worship an idol of stone, but what about your job? There's many people in here, me included, that have idolized our job. Women, how about that handsome coworker you lust after? I'm sure that's happened a few times.
Yeah.
Men, do sports occupy way too much of your time? Do we idolize sports? Do we idolize, celebrities?
Mm-hmm.
We do. But what is the truly horrible sin that ensnares everybody?
Pride.
Pride. Thank you. Every sin that we commit is from pride. I'm going to date this girl because I that with that car over there with somebody else's money because I deserve it. I'm going to go on vacation and skip 18 weeks of church because I deserve it. Pride gives us a delusion that we deserve what we want regardless of what the God of heaven says. Pride has taken out kings and paupers. There are many examples in the Bible of pride taking out entire peoples. Entire nations wiped off the face of the earth because of their pride. Pride and the sin that pride led to. And here's another very true statement. The proud person always wants to do the right thing. The great thing, but because he wants to do it at his own strength, he is fighting not with man, but with God. Soren A. looks like a South African name, but Kierkegaard or something like that. 1 Peter 5:5 says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Gentleman named Mike Gross, who was in charge of the singles way back when he was studying with me to become a disciple, shared that with me. And he said his was God opposes the proud. This scripture he read was God opposes the proud. He said that meant that God wages war on the proud.
Mm-hmm.
There's many times when I wake up in the morning and I see God beat the heck out of me. As I am I'm not nearly as prideful as I used to be, but still, it's still a little bit there. But and I'm sure many of you guys have been beat up, because of your pride. We are all susceptible to it. Okay, I couldn't find my copy, so I think my wife has been hoarding it because I'm sure she reads through it every week. Anybody have a copy of the Prideful Souls Guide? I think my wife stole every copy we had. I had a bunch of them around the house because I need it.
Uh-huh.
But... it's an awesome book, and we really need to read that. Now, one thing I will tell you guys is I have a lot of absolutely incredible qualities. I am smart. Well, yeah. I used to be physically fit. And, the quality, the incredible qualities I have, I could not, it'd take way too much time to mention this. The most incredible quality, though, I have is humility.
Okay.
There's nobody as humble as me. And that humility allows me to have all those other great qualities.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I were saying this not in jest, I would look like an idiot. Well, I'd probably do it anyway, so what do we learn from this very short lesson? Make sure you keep God close at all times. Not just when you're in trouble, or not just when you want something. Oh, God, I know I haven't talked to you for a while, but I really want that fishing pole. Or, God, I really want that new microwave. Yeah, it's been a while, God. It's been a while since we spoke. I know you've been knocking on my door and I haven't been answering. But, God, if you give me that fishing pole, I will make sure I pray like 20 straight days to you. It'll be awesome, God. We'll be like that. Then on that 21st day, I'll be like, So we learned that we need to keep God close at all time, that we need to have that interaction with him. Gloria said what we need to do, how we got there. And we need to fight to stay there. My wife mentioned that we cannot be solitary. We need each other. Delisa and I went out with the Normans yesterday. Good barbecue. I was astounded at how little they could eat. But, And then if they have any leftovers, I'll be over right after church to eat them for you. So we learned that. And then fight your pride with everything you have. Because pride will take you out.
Yep.
If you need help, that's what Donald's for. That's what Zilma's for. That's what Delicia's for. Everybody here can help you out, help each other out. And fight for humility as if your soul depends on it, because it does. Thank you.